hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Thursday. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we are every Thursday at 9:30. Hey, Vanderbilt is in the 2024 NCAA Division I tournament and will compete in the Clemson Regional as the two seed. Vandy boys will take on Coastal Carolina tomorrow. Coverage will begin with our pregame at 10:45, so we're out a little early tomorrow. First pitch at 11, right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Vandy Baseball brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Usually on Fridays, we talk to our man Chris Sanders, but he joins us today. Forever Titans wide receiver is on the line with us. Chris, what's up?
Man, how you doing, man? Appreciate you adjusting, man. It's been crazy. I had graduations. I got football practice. You know, I got to cut my hair. I got to cut the grass. I got to, you know, everything. I got to dye my beard. It's been a long, long couple of days, man.
You're not proctoring any exams this week,
right? Hey, if I'd have kept doing it, they would have got all of it wrong. So I don't have to do it this time. It was crazy last week. But appreciate you adjusting for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to play a piece of audio for you from yesterday at OTAs. Calvin Ridley had a pretty wild comparison for Treylon Burks. Check this out.
Yeah, this dude is a freak.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, bro, he's going to be a stud. There's no worries in him. You know, what I see, he's like Julio, A.J. Brown. He's like T.O. Dude that big, that fast, man. I mean, you know, he's a stud, man. You don't got to worry about him. You just got to learn, slow the game down.
Yep.
It's going to be all right. How's your—
Okay, and I agree there. You got to let the game slow down. But Julio, A.J. Yeah. Brown, T.O., come on now.
No, I mean, he has a potential. And the reason why I say potential is basically hidden ability, but the ability's there. And when I first watched him play, I mean, this guy has a skill set that's really good. I'm going to give you a perfect example. You know, when he was in Arkansas, he played against Alabama. He took over that whole game. And I know a lot of people are upset with, you know, him the last couple of years. He's been hurting, and he's consistently on the field. But if you give this guy a little bit of confidence and he slows down and he learns the game, I'm telling you, man, this guy could be really good. I watch how he catches the ball. He has soft hands. You know, he runs okay routes. He's got to learn how to get off the line of scrimmage a little better. But if he understands and master the craft that he has, he could be a special player in this league. He's not telling the story, Kevin Ridley.
Okay. we'll just have to let it play out. And that's been my whole thing, Chris, is I the potential's there. Yes. I just got to see it now. It's year three. You got to show it. And I said earlier, if he goes out and he balls out this year and he's either the one or the two and it's him and Ridley and, you know, D-Hop's doing his thing, I'll be the first to sit here and applaud and go, all right. Because you know what that means? That means Will Levis had a great year and the Titans are probably in the playoffs.
You know, let me give you a perfect example. And here's one of the best receivers I ever played was Derek Mason. Derek Mason, you know, when we went to the Super Bowl, you know, he was a six receiver. Derek Mason was a six receiver. He basically did, you know, kickoff return and punt return. So the whole time, he had all that ability. But once he got a chance to showcase his skill, then that's when he can prove to the fans and prove to the coaches that he's the guy. I mean, he's got over 13,000 yards, in my opinion. I believe that he's a Hall of Famer. But it just, you know, going back to Treylon Burks, the one thing that he has to do is he has to have confidence. When I say confidence, that's not a disrespectful word. It doesn't mean that you're scared or you're fearful. It's about confidence in the play, but confident in running routes, having a game plan and running routes. And once he masters that and take ownership of it, then he's going to play fast and all his ability is going to come to fruition.
Talking to our good friend Chris Sanders this morning on the Chasing Big Joe show. But listen, you know what? Good for Ridley to say that. Why? Yes. I mean, if he had gone out and said, this guy doesn't have a chance in hell to ever play again. But you know what? And maybe Treylon Burks will hear that. Like, you know what? Thank you. I'm going to help me do this to the next. I mean, I don't understand it, but I like it, I guess.
I do, too. Let me give you a perfect example also. It's a coach that I love, and his name is Les Stecker, one of the greatest wide receiver coaches that I ever had. And when I first came in to the league, everybody was talking about, oh, he's just a speed guy, and he's a track guy, he can't do this and that. But I'll never forget when I was in the parking lot, he was the first guy that I saw, and he looked at me. He said this. He said, Chris, if you trust me, you can be one of the best young wide receivers to come into the game. And then I look at that year, I averaged 23.5 yards a catch, I had 9 touchdowns, and I led the league in yards. yards per catch. So basically what I'm saying about the same situation, you know, we talk about words have power. When you're telling, if you, one of your teammates are telling you that you have the ability of A.J. Brown, you know, Julio Jones, you know, all these big-name guys, you don't think that's going to build confidence, you're going to play fast, and you're going to do some great things.
I totally agree with that. Let me get your thoughts on this. Juwan sure. Jennings, boy, he's from Murfreesboro, played at Tennessee. Just signed a nice contract for the 49ers. You always talk about, Chris, putting your head down, go to work, trusting your coaches, and getting the job done. That guy's a perfect example because he had a rough kind of start at Tennessee. Yeah. It wasn't good. There was a chance he would never play football again, but he got it. And now look at what he's doing.
You know, we always talk about, you know, taking advantage of your opportunity, and that's exactly what he's doing. And I listened to some of his coaches about him. This is not just a guy that just, okay, he's just there and they just gave it to him. He had to earn it. And when you talk about earn it, they talk about him in practice today. If he's blocking you in practice, he's going to take you into the shed and just wear you out. That's the kind of guy he was. And the thing about it is, and the one thing I love about him, and they always said this about him when he was with San Francisco, they said he consistently showed up on film. And when you're consistently showing up on film, you're going full speed, you're blocking the corner, you're blocking the safety, you're willing to do the little things, a lot of coaches are going to say, that's the guy I want, and that's the guy I want to be a part of my organization. Congratulations to him because he started at the bottom. But now he's at the top, and I'm glad that he got his due thing.
Yeah, exactly. I had a chance to talk to Colton Dowell from the Titans receiver a few weeks ago, and we talked about, like, you know, it's got a crowded room. Ooh. And I love his attitude, Chris. I think he'd like this. He said, you know what? Whatever they need me to do, I'm going to do it. You need me to go out and be a gunner, I'm a gunner. You need me to go out and run down the field and kick, I'll do whatever it takes to help this football team. And I'm thinking, I like that attitude.
And that's exactly what who you want on your team. Another example, I remember, I think it was in 1997, I think it was my second year in the league, and this is a true story. There was a tight end from Texas A&M named Chris Sanders. Then they moved him to wide receiver. So at that year, we had a crowded room. We had a whole bunch of wide receivers that were definitely going to make the team. So this is the last preseason of the game. So he went to the special teams coach. He said, Coach, can I play kickoff and, you know, I'll do whatever I need to do. So what he did, back in the day, you can set up a wedge and, you know, you can block, you know, the guys running down the field. So he runs down there and he jumps over the wedge and makes the tackle. Woo. The coaches saw that because this is the last practice. He wasn't going to make the team. He was out of there. But when he jumped over the wedge and made the tackle, that's how he made a team because of one play. That's what I'm talking about.
Man. You gotta have your why. I mean, like, what is your why for doing, you know, whatever it is you're doing? And I think that's what a lot of the guys on this team that are there right now, and I think we make too big of a deal about OTAs, but, you know, kind of is what it is. There's another clip that I wanted to play.
Can I comment on that, Big Dog? Listen, this is just me. I don't care if it's OTAs. I don't care if it's in the parking lot. I don't care if it's in the parking lot or Publix. If you love football, it doesn't matter. I don't understand. This is just me now. I don't understand, guys. I don't want to go to OT. I understand it's a long season. But if you love football, you're going to do what you're going to do. It's like, you know, Chris Hope. I did an interview with him a couple of years ago, and he said this. He said, why would you want to get to the NFL, all the sweat, all the blood, all the crying, all the sacrifice that you had to get there, and you stop working? I would love to go to OTAs.
And 100%, I think my thing is what drives me nuts is, like, if something happened, like, one, if somebody doesn't show up because they're voluntary or something happens at OTAs, it's like, oh my goodness, everybody just freaks out about it. I'm like, let's get to training camp. Let's get to training camp first. And if that happens at training camp, then okay. They're going up against air. I mean, you'd have 3,000 yards in OTAs right now. I mean, like,
4,000.
Yeah. That's just kind of what it is. Arden Key had some interesting comments yesterday, and this was Paul Kaharsky put this on his X account. And I want you to listen to this, Chris, because it got my attention. I kind of felt like a bus was backing up. This was Arden Key.
The intensity he got, the detail, and we don't move on until everything is fixed. And the detail he got and the swag that he got that he come in with every day, oh, man, it's going to be exciting.
Did you move on before some details were fixed in the past?
Hell yeah. Yes, we moved on. If we messed up, we didn't fix it. Now this year, when we mess up, we don't move on until we fix it.
That was Arden Key yesterday talking about the new coaching staff and specifically Denard Wilson, the new defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. And did you catch that? Like last year they might move on from things? Like that sounded like a bus backing up.
You know, and I'll be respectful to any coach. I never put a coach down. But I went to the diversity coaches meeting last week, and I got a chance to really listen to, Callahan's, you just listen to his heart and what he's coming from. This is what he said that was so doggone profound, and my hair stood up on the back of my neck. He said this. He said, we want violent communication. What does that mean? Yep. That means we're going to be loud, but also we're going to pay attention to details. And this is just my opinion. And this, I'm never going to put a coach down. I think this year you have a lot of more teaching and a lot of more communication as opposed to cussing people out. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
You can cuss people out and whatever, but you got to have teaching in that. And I watch from every coach, from the wide receiver coach to the linebacker coach to the line coach to the DB coach. It was communication. It was violent. But in that communication, there was a lot of teaching. Okay, hold up. They stopped the play. Hey, I need your feet to be here. I need your eyes. I need all these things that you need. And I'm sitting there like, what in the world? It just – I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it because it's a different feel. And it starts with the leadership. It starts with Rand Carthon. It starts with Bill Callahan. It starts with Brian Callahan. It starts with Tracy Walker. So if you have those guys, you know, communicating and loving each other, it's going to trickle down and those guys are going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Chris, because I think that, you know, talking about defense specifically, guys like Frank Bush, Steve Jackson, who I know you know well, you mentioned Tracy Rocker, Chris Harris, who's a holdover from the last staff, and then Denard Wilson. But having those guys that have those skins on the wall, I think this defense may not be the best defense in the NFL, and you know, this team, who knows what they're going to be, but I do think you're going to see a different feel that hadn't been there in a while.
And you know what's so funny, too, is when you was listening to Brian Callahan, I heard him talking about it yesterday, and Arden Key brought this up. He said this to Arden Key. He said, be you. Be you.
Yeah.
I want you to play, but in the compound of what we're doing. He said, be you. So what is that? When I went out to practice last week, who's the loudest person on the field? Arden Key. He's being himself. He gets to express himself. He gets to be funny, but also work hard. So be yourself, but pay attention to details and communicate with violence in a great way. That's good stuff, man.
You had a lot – you had a lot of great moments in the National Football League. What's one moment to you that stands out? Like, you're like, you go back and watch, like, oh, yeah, that one's good.
Oh, what? Are you talking about a play or just any instant when I was in the league?
Yeah, you. I'm probably thinking a touchdown, but what's one that, stood out like, oh, touchdown. Yeah.
We were playing. This is funny. you kind of got me. Tell me, riled up.
Not his rushing attempts.
You got to keep that a secret, man. But we were playing the Kansas City Chiefs on ESPN. And, you know, I come in or whatever, and it's 4th and 13. Fourth and 26. I don't even know it's 4th and 26. I'm just out there, a happy rookie to be out there playing. So I'm going against Dale Carter, and I'm going against the safety, and I run the post, and I jump over 4 or 5 guys and make a touchdown on ESPN. And coach comes to me and says, Craig, good, great play. He said, did you know it was 4th down? I said, nah. I said, I just went out there and make plays like I usually do.
Had no idea.
I like your touchdown in Seattle when you just ran through the kingdom and you just kept running. You just ran into the tunnel and took off.
Hey, but the funny part about it, they didn't let the film roll. Do you know I fell and almost hurt myself?
No.
Yeah, I actually tried to stop because I was, you know, I was going so fast. So I tried it started at the same time. And I fell and rolled and almost ran into, like, some jug thing. And so, you know, I got up to celebrate. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, this don't feel good. So,
well, I'm glad you're good now. Chris, appreciate it as always. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll talk next week.
Love you guys so much. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. You too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. Joe, we have a kickoff time for a big college football game.
Yeah.
And people are not happy about it.
Okay.
I will tell you.
Oh, I like this.
I will tell you that when we come back. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.